Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to things important. The legend, Tim May. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Tim, how are you, buddy? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing extremely well. Matter of fact, I'm sitting in the Fanstream Sports Studios as we speak. We've had a little bit of a snafu in our production. By the way, so I'm just on pause here. Number two, Chris Henry has recommitted, has re-upped, whatever you call it, has recommitted his commitment to Ohio State. So
Now, why in the hell didn't he do that on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall? Like, that's my question. He should have been on there with you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really funny because Pat McAfee was one of the many people who jumped at the report earlier on Wednesday that he was sticking with his commitment to Ohio State. And in fact, Chris Henry himself had to put out a statement going, I haven't signed with anybody. I'm paraphrasing, re-exploring my options, basically based on the news that Brian Hartline had taken the head coaching job at South Florida. So everybody had to kind of do a homina, 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 and step back from that. And so we'll see where it goes. By the way, I found the best place for those blow-up. I don't know if you were talking about a blow-up, one of those blow-up things you put in your yard.
But no, it's a solid one because the blow-up ones blow all over the place, and then they get holes in them, so I gave up.
Yeah, I found a good place for those, which is in a box in my garage, which I haven't opened now for 15 years. I went blow-up heavy. One year, and it was pretty cool until it rained and then the wind blew and the rain softens the ground and the stakes come right out. The next thing you know, you're in your neighbor's yard going, excuse me.
pardon me, can you open the gate? I have to Merry go Christmas. Get my snowman.
Merry Christmas. Merry yeah. Christmas, you old building and loan.
All right, so help me out here because I don't do well with National Recruiting Day. My brain can't handle it. How big of a deal is this Henry signing?
It's huge. I mean, he's the Jeremiah Smith of the 2026 recruiting cycle. And, you know, Cornell Tate was sort of the Jeremiah Smith of the, what was it, 2024 cycle, whatever it was, when he showed up at Ohio State. And now Jeremiah Smith, you know, everything's going to be measured by Jeremiah Smith henceforth, as you well know. But it's huge. And it kind of rounds out puts Ohio State's recruiting class pretty much back to where it was going into signing day. I mean, they had one or two defections, but they also got a couple of guys flipping. And so I think Ohio State feels pretty good about its 2026 class as we speak.
Tim, I have a simple question for you. Ohio State's going to win this game, right, tomorrow?
They're favored, but only by like 3.5 points. So, yeah, I mean, I think Ohio State holds sway, but this is the best team they've faced by far this season. So, who knows how it's really going to come down. But I do like Ohio State. I think Ohio State is, of these two teams, Ohio State is the better team. But there's no doubting that Indiana's better than it was last year.
All right, buddy, we got multiple reports coming in here that Penn State is in the final stages of negotiation to make Iowa State Matt Campbell its new head coach. What do you think of that hire?
Good for them. Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, it's like, you know, most of us are sitting here scratching our heads. They were the first one really in the pool, weren't they, when it came to big-time jobs being open, thinking they're going to get a head start and all this kind of stuff. There's no way. There's no way as we sit here now that Matt Campbell, well, maybe I'm wrong. They may say he was their number one choice all along. I mean, the guy has been rumored for quite a few jobs over the years, as you well know, including at Michigan, or at least being Michigan maybe seeking him out, maybe even Notre Dame a few years ago, right on down the line. But I think he's a hell of a coach. I mean, I really like him as a person. Obviously, where he cut his teeth in coaching was here in the state of Ohio. But yeah, that's a good hire. But man, is it late to the party?
See, that's the funny part is I don't know how late to the party it really is, Tim, because we know how this stuff goes. The portal has become so important at this point that, I mean, goodness, I bet you we'll get a chunk of Iowa State guys finding their way there, and I bet you there's some level of financial commitment that's followed him coming in, too, to Penn State that I don't know how late this might be.
Yeah, I'm with you. I understand what you're thinking there.
Might be what I'm spelling.
Are you going to win the Big Ten with a bunch of Iowa State transfers going there? Now you can throw that back in my face. Well, look what Kirk Cicchetti did with a bunch of James Madison transfers.
God, it's like we talk to each other every week.
Yeah, that's a total different. That's a total different can of worms. What Kirk Cicchetti's all about? You know, who knows? All I know is signing day. Here we are 2 days after signing day, and they did not have a head coach. I'm talking about Penn State, and they still haven't hired him. So you got that, throwing in there. There's one portal window, and that's coming up at the beginning of January, and that's the portal. That's where you get the chance to add somebody in the portal this year. So you've already missed out on maybe trying to keep a class together. If you'd known he was going to be your guy, why didn't you name him Sunday after the regular season was over? So, yeah, I don't think it's been handled very well because clearly a lot of places turned them down. It appears to me.
Tim, you mentioned Brian Hartline earlier. How big of a loss is he actually to Ohio State, and who are some of the guys that they might be looking at to replace him as offensive coordinator?
Okay, I don't have a list of guys in terms of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive coordinator in right now, because Ryan Day's not even broaching that for the most part. You heard what Mark Pantoni said on signing day, though, Ohio State's general manager. He goes, you know, he's sure that Ryan Day's call list of at least agents for or actual coaches who want to be the next offensive coordinator and quarterback coach at Ohio State was already a mile long. I mean, they will replace him. I mean, we'll see which way he wants to go with this in terms of, is he hiring an offensive coordinator / wide receiver coach, or is he going to change up his staff a little bit? You know, I mean, he's done a really good job, in my opinion, in his last several hires of getting the right person at the right time. So we'll see where that goes. So I wouldn't even hazard a leading candidate at this point. Although we do all know that Chip Kelly is available after getting fired by the Las Vegas Raiders a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, he was the offense coordinator at Ohio State when he went to the national championship last year. So we'll see what direction he goes, but I'm not even going to hazard a guess who would be at the top of that list.
The legend Tim May joining us. You can listen to him.
Wait, but there was a second part to that question, which I wasn't even paying attention to. Sorry.
It was basically how big of a loss for Ohio State is it?
Well, it's a big loss, but, you know, the whole idea, like Ryan Day will be the first to tell you, and I'm just not trying to, you know, parrot Ryan Day, but it's true. You get in his profession. Most guys get in the profession, become a head coach eventually. So you've got to think everybody on your staff, sitting there on your staff today, unless they have a contractual obligation that would prevent it, is seeking to become a head coach at some point in their career. And there are some talented guys on this staff at Ohio State right now. So we'll see where that goes. But it is a loss because he had developed such a grand reputation. Now, the Ohio State receiver corps, if you look back through history, especially going back to when I first started covering Ohio State back in 1984, which is when a guy named Chris Carter was a freshman wide receiver, almost since 84, they've had one, two, sometimes three or four super stud wide receivers on their roster at most times. And I'm sure that will carry on. I mean, we saw what Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, that group did. We saw what the three amigos, even before that, who stayed at Ohio State for a long time, you know, Paris Campbell, Terry McLaurin, and, you know, and then, of course, we saw Michael Thomas before that, just right on down the line, Santonio Holmes, Anthony Gonzalez. I could name 50 guys, Terry Glenn, Joey Galloway. It's a very long list. It didn't just start 7 years ago.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline. Of course, you can listen to the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall as well. All right, Tim, I am fascinated what Matt Patricia's defense is going to do to Fernando Mendoza and Kurt Cignetti and all of that stuff. What do you expect to see from Matt Patricia in this game to slow down that Indiana offense?
They're going to keep on keeping on. I mean, the main thing you need to do with Indiana is definitely take away the run first. I know that that's cliche. That's coaching cliche 101. You learn that. And no turnovers. So you learn that the first day of coaching 101. But they definitely, if they can somehow or another neutralize Indiana's run game and take away a lot of the perceived threat of an RPO, you know, run pass option or play action, same thing, and make Mendoza pretty much have to throw the ball, that will go a long ways toward having them right in the palm of your hands. But Ohio State did a great job against Michigan's run game last week. And then we saw how, I was going to say, use the word putrid. Yeah, I'll use the word putrid, how putrid Michigan's passing game was. I mean, I'm still not clear what they were up to offensively last week, except when you took away their run game after a couple of three decent runs. Michigan had almost 0 yards, I think, in the second half in terms of total offense. They only ran 44 plays on offense. That's kind of hard to do, no matter what the level. But you got to start from the inside out. Yes, this is the best team Ohio State has faced this year in Indiana, and it's vice versa. Ohio State's going to be the best defense by far that Indiana has faced. So I expect them to continue to play sort of the mental games, but the main thing they've done, man, they've been very physical. Ohio State has on the defensive side of the ball. It's not just they're messing with your mind. You know, they start hitting at your body too as the game goes along. Arvell Reese once again stepped up, had a great game last week. Caden McDonald was just named the defensive lineman of the year in the Big Ten. Caden McDonald, wow, the year he's had is crazy. And of course, we know the defensive ends, Kenyatta Jackson and Caden Curry are playing at an extremely high level. So if those guys can hold sway and your two linebackers, sometimes three, with Peyton Pearson there, hold sway, I think Ohio State's feeling pretty good about itself. Now, they've got some threats at wide receiver, but the Surratt kid, for example, has been banged up here of late for Indiana. But the two Ohio State corners are playing extremely well.
You're the man, buddy. Thank you for joining, as always. Thank you for the insight.
Finally, it's declared. And by the way, comeback player of the year in my book, actually of the month, is Bernie Kosar, man.
Wow. Yeah.
What a story.
Yes. Good for BK. He looks so much better.
He looks so much better, you know, from that picture yesterday than he did 2 weeks ago. It's stunning what a new liver can do for you.
It really is the way that he was able to turn around. And I mean, my goodness, good for BK. Thanks for pointing that out too, buddy. Take care of yourself. Enjoy every last bit of this game.
Talk to you guys next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.